Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting, one show at a time.
Off the Mark has a great announcement to make. Our show is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, Android, BlackBerry, and WebOS phones. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
86 Productions.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Off the Mark, the only podcast providing the most in-depth insight and analysis into the world of professional wrestling. I am Andrew and I'm joined by my co-host Aaron. Let's start the show by discussing some recent news. Matt Hardy is back in the news. He tweeted out a picture of him in Ruby Sky, and then the following day he was arrested. So he's back in jail. Uh-huh. So what's going on, Aaron?
Yeah, he apparently they had a breathalyzer. And he was like, oh, that's my mouthwash. And they're like, yeah, no, it's not.
Yeah, when that's when he's going back to the rehab facility. That's what happened. It turned out that he decided that he left rehab and decided to drink again.
Mm-hmm.
So he's back with WWE-sponsored rehab.
Which is good. I mean, I'm glad that they do stuff like that, because they did that with Scott Hall. I mean, they spent so much money on him, even still.
And he just went back in.
It's nice. Yeah, I think it's nice, though, that they are still doing that. It's just so unfortunate, because I think that if Matt, after the photo he tweeted, he looked happy. It looked like he was, you know, in better spirits. And I was thinking, you know what? Like, maybe he's going to turn this around just like his brother, head back to TNA, you know, like have something good happen. And I would be happy with that. But unfortunately, you know, he's letting his vices get the best of him.
And the thing is, he's actually in jail right now. Still, because he can't get bailed out. I thought I saw somewhere it was like $1 million bond or something like that. So they have to come up with at least 10% of that, which is $100,000. And apparently he doesn't have that liquid, which is kind of unfortunate.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, and you know, it's just sad, because I thought the next time we were going to be talking about him was how he's out, he's doing great. I thought that's what we were going to talk about, and then a day later, he was kicked out of rehab.
Yeah.
And sent to jail.
It's unfortunate. It just, like, you know, the whole thing that happened with Sin Cara this week.
Yeah.
You know, in a Survivor Series, he did a move and he got injured. I mean, he hurt his leg. And they're saying he's going to be out for a few months. I mean, he may not be back in time even for WrestleMania.
6 to 9 months is what they said. And they said that he actually, was it the PCL, if I'm correct, is what he tore? And
I'm not sure what it was exactly. It's bad. And yeah. I mean, they say 6 to 9. It's more like 3 to 4. I mean, they like to inflate it because it, you know, it makes it's a better story. Yeah.
But also, he also did it jumping out of the ring, which I thought was really weird, is what they're stating.
Yeah.
So he hurt himself while jumping out of the ring, which is really weird. And I thought this was going to be a storyline because they cut back to him later on.
Mm-hmm.
And
I was looking so too. I agree.
And apparently not. So, you know, it's sad that he got hurt. I mean, he just got back, and
Well, it makes you wonder what they're going to do now with Hunico, because, you know, he had a pretty big part in the Sin Cara feud, and now they're going to have to move him to something else, which realistically may hurt his character. Like, you know, the Sin Cara Hunico feud was going to be mid-card material, and, you know, it'd probably get a match or two on maybe Royal Rumble, you know, definitely at TLC. But now it's like Hunico is not going to get any pay-per-views. There's no need to put him in a pay-per-view.
Nope.
He's probably going to get dropped to a jobber role. So this is actually really bad for him.
I don't think he'll get dropped to jobber status. I mean, it could happen. But I think that he'll still be around. It's just that I think he'll just be there. I think that's what will end up happening. He'll just kind of hang out. I think if they're going to do anything with him, maybe if, you know, put him with you know, Vicky Guerrero as the manager, you can do that.
Yeah, but she's with Dolph, so I don't know what they're going to do with that.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Anyway, so another suspension, actually, in the WWE. R-Truth has been suspended for 30 days for doing something with good old Evan Bourne. Except that Evan Bourne got suspended immediately, and this gentleman waited 20 days before they suspended him. And of course, that's our truth. I thought this was crap. They should have suspended him right away.
Well, here's the thing. He's involved in a major storyline. They're having him and Miz, who were friends, taking on Cena and Rock. And if you say, oh, by the way, R-Truth is suspended, we got to throw someone else into the mix very quickly. And I mean, what heel are you going to throw in there? Wade Barrett? You know, I mean, maybe. I mean, I guess you could probably throw Wade Barrett and Miz in there.
Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah, Dolph? No, because he's in another feud. You got to find someone who is, you know, up there and make a big feud out of it. And the problem is, think about it. Who are their major heels? There's only one major heel right now, and that's Miz. You know, and I'm sorry, Alberto Del Rio is, you know, Alberto Del Rio, Miz. And then what, Wade Barrett, Mark Henry, you know? But I don't know. I think that you almost had to. Because otherwise, you're going to really hurt the brand, you know, with having Rock face no one.
That's true. And I think that's the only reason why he got a kind of a pass. But also, I think it's unfair because Evan Bourne has the tag title still. They suspend him. To me, that's unfair because he would have got a good payday if he would have wrestled at Survivor Series like R-Truth did.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing you got to think about, though. Number one, life isn't fair. Number two, R-Truth is going to get he's going to get down pushed like no other. Rumor has it that they were supposed to win the tag titles, that Miz and Truth were going to win the tag titles. And then they were going to try to, you know, make them prestigious, blah, blah, blah. Well, here's the thing. Not only is that not happening, Miz, they're saying, is going to get pushed into the title picture. So it'll be Miz and Punk going at it, which we talked about on the show. Well, where's Truth going to be when he comes back? He's not going to be in that title picture. You know, he's going to be somewhere else. He's going to be somewhere else. He's not going to be in that title picture. So he hurt himself. He hurt himself.
Yeah, and it's just sad that, you know, he got busted. But it's also, you know, I guess smoking the synthetic stuff to me is just really weird. And, you know, but the real stuff, it's $2,500. You know what I mean? I think it should be, you know, suspension, period. Either one.
Or, it should be something across the board, you know, and I agree.
Yeah.
But, you know, let's move on to another topic, which is John Morrison.
Jomo.
Jomo, the King Mojo, the King of Park, Prince of Parkour, is supposed to be going to TNA. And I guess that they've been contacting each other through various communication channels that they're going to bring in him and his girlfriend, Melina. What do you think of this rumor?
You know, great for him, but the only problem is... The only problem, though, is that it's going to screw him up. I mean, you can't use that feud. He can't use that character in any way. So he cannot use the John Morrison character at all. That's the thing.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, he can't use that name. You know, John Morrison, Johnny Nitro. You know, and TNA typically uses the real name. So, and his name, what is it, like John Hennigan or something like that?
Yes, something like that. It begins with an H. But yeah, that's his real name. I mean, that's fine. I mean, he can use his real name and stuff. But I don't know. I just don't think that he'll... I think him going there is good, but him and Melina there? I think it'll be like, you know, like, oh my gosh, he's in the WWE. No, he's not.
Well,
I'll look at it.
You know what they should? They should just call him Jomo. Is what they should, because I don't know if WWE owns the rights to Jomo. And then, you know, be like, it's John Jomo Hennigan, you know? I mean, you could do that. It's obviously a little tongue-in-cheek, but I don't know. I'm very happy to see this. They're saying that they're going to have him reinvigorate the X Division, which I think would be a great thing, because right now they're kind of putting in not just cruiserweights, but they're kind of putting in just the, you know, they're basically making that title a stepping stone as opposed to making that title what it should be, which is very prestigious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I completely agree. So let's move on to Survivor Series. Of course, Ziggler and Ryder have a segment to open it up. And I had actually a problem with this. Why did Ryder dye his hair?
You know, he got in trouble for that, right?
Yes, he did get in trouble for it. And I actually agree with the WWE on this. I can't believe I actually do, but I agree with him, because if everything is brown hair for him, everything is that basically character or whatever, and then he dyes his hair blonde, people are going to be like, why did he dye his hair blonde? You know, I agree with him. I completely agree with him.
I do to an extent, but I think the difference is, unlike when Ziggler went from bleach blonde to his natural hair color, Ryder has very short hair, and so I couldn't tell. It just looked a little bit lighter, you know? I mean, that was it. He doesn't have a real blonde. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I mean, that was just, you know. Ugh. But I like this segment. You know, Ryder got such a huge pop, right after Ziggler defeated Morrison. Ryder comes out, and, New York just went crazy for him.
Mm-hmm.
And so, it looks like he's in line for a really, really nice push. And I'm happy about that, because it shows that, he worked his butt off. He worked incredibly hard. And now there's going to be something that comes from it.
And plus, he said it was a record day for his merchandise sales, which was great for him. Yes, they're in New York, so they're close enough to the LI. Great. You know, I'm happy for him. I mean, MSG, that's a big deal. I only wish that he would have actually wrestled. I think that they missed the boat on this one. I really think they did. And we talked about it too.
We said that what should happen is you should find Morrison injured and then instead have Ryder, wrestle. That would have been, I think, incredibly predictable, but, probably would have been nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. So Barrett and Rhodes, they outlasted Randy Orton, beat them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to think about this. What happens because they won the match?
Absolutely nothing.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. They should have had this mean something. Like, whoever's left gets title shots of whatever they want. You know, that's what they should have done, but of course they didn't.
The big thing to take away here is that Randy Orton lost to Wade Barrett.
Yeah. I don't know about that. I mean, if it was one-on-one, I see that. But the fact that it was, two-on-one and it was a Survivor Series match, I don't know.
Well, that's what happened. I mean, let's face it. That is what happened. And, they're trying to really help build up that character. I mean, they are looking to make Wade Barrett the number one heel on SmackDown.
Well, I mean, I can see it. I just don't think that he would be the number one. I don't think he should be the number one heel. I guess you kind of have to, because they don't have anyone. So bring him in. He's there. Put him in. Make him the number one heel. I can see that, but no. I just didn't think that they would do that with them. But of course, they've been pushing the crap out of him since NXT started.
Yeah.
So the big news of the night: CM Punk wins the WWE title. I was shocked about this.
I was too. I was very, very shocked about this. I predicted that Alberto would retain, mm-hmm. Punk would win at the next pay-per-view. But instead, this happened, and I was like, wow, good for you. Good for you. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I'm happy for him. I'm glad that he won. It's just weird to me that he won.
I feel like there wasn't enough. Last time around, when he beat Cena, I was like, holy crap. I cannot believe that. Mm-hmm. And they really made it mean something that to me, that title at the time was wow, so prestigious. And now that he won it, it's like, oh, well, that's kind of cool. But I'm not as excited about it, I guess. But maybe it's because it's Del Rio and not Cena.
Correct. And I do like the fact that if there was a video that was tweeted out later on where CM Punk, they actually had a thing backstage. He goes, hey, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to win the WWE title tonight. And he goes, hey, Colt Cabana, how you doing? Which I thought was pretty funny. So then Colt Cabana started trending during the pay-per-view. But I thought that was interesting that they taped that segment, because it's almost like, well, is he serious, or is he just saying that, hey, I know I'm going to win the WWE title? Or is he, that video was just really weird to me. But I'm happy that he won. I thought it was a really good match, actually. And I was shocked that he still won it. So...
Yeah,
and I did like the fact that he started jumping into the crowd. I thought that was hilarious. Everyone was catching him and stuff.
And they really should show more video of that, because it makes the guy look like he's one of the people. Mm-hmm. And that way it makes you like really relate to him a lot more. And I think that's something that, you know, is really missing. Like when back in the day when Edge and Christian were in the crowd and they would come out that way, it just, mm-hmm. you know, made you feel like you were part of it. And, you know, in the same way like The Rock, you know, I mean, he was able to captivate the audience. And, you know, I mean, him and Cena, they won. That was the big news, which I don't believe that anybody in their right mind believed that Miz and Truth would beat them. But the big thing that happened was that Rock, he still has it. I mean, that he does. And he basically single-handedly beat them. And then at the end of the match, he goes and rock bottom Cena.
We didn't talk about the people's elbow that he gave to The Miz, though, which I was surprised it was The Miz and not R-Truth.
I a little surprised about that, but
yeah, the fact that he rock bottom Cena, I mean, that was, I saw that coming.
Yeah. I believe we all did.
I just was impressed that you could tell that he didn't, I mean, it didn't look like any ring rust.
No, yeah, exactly.
And that's very hard because even someone who's been in the business a long time, then they hop back in, you know, it takes a couple of matches, but I don't think he had any practice matches. This is just it. This is what happened, and that was it.
I bet that he did. I bet Saturday that they were doing matches. Like, you know, they were doing a run through of the match. I bet you anything Saturday they were doing that. They weren't doing like the, you know, the risk moves, but I bet you that they were going through the motions, you know, just to make sure that The Rock still had it.
Well, the thing is, though, The Rock, his moveset, there's nothing special about it. And I think that has something to do with it as well. I think if it was more complex moveset, I think it would have been different. But he did all the regular moves, you know, the hand, like the stop and then the bring it. And then, of course, mm-hmm. You know, the people's elbow.
That's called a gesture, Andy.
I'm sorry, the gesture. And, of course, the spine buster was dead on. So, anyways, let's move on to Raw. No Jonah Hill. So CM Punk wants to make the title interesting. And why is that, Aaron?
Well, he said that it's been boring and that it's been playing hot potato, which has been our complaint.
Yep.
That the title has just been going around and around and around, which, you know, of course, gets into a bigger, you know, question about the pay-per-view situation, but we're not going to go into that right now. I think that this is a good thing. I think having your champion open and, you know, really address the crowd is perfect.
Yes, I completely agree, dude. And I think that what he's going to be doing, because he'll have it till WrestleMania. I just know it. So him having it till WrestleMania, it's going to be really interesting. I think The Miz will probably be the first guy that he faces, but, you know, we don't know because he's going to face Del Rio next week. On Raw.
Yeah.
So why do you think Sheamus versus Swagger would be interesting? Cause I don't have any, I could care less.
Here's the thing. Swagger has no purpose right now in the WWE. You know, I asked the question, what is his lot in the WWE? And I don't think that anybody knows. I think that they don't have an idea for him. And so with Christian out, Sheamus isn't going to be feuding with him. They were looking at Sheamus versus Barrett, but it looks like Barrett and Orton is the feud that they're going to go to now. So they have to put Sheamus somewhere. And right now, Jack Swagger's that guy, I guess. So apparently they're going to be trying to make them into a feud. But the thing is, Swagger's been losing constantly. So I don't know if this is really going to be interesting. It's more like, you know, putting someone who is an upper mid card against someone who's a lower mid card and hoping that something decent will come of it.
Yeah, that's the best way to put it, Aaron. Definitely. And, you know, nothing against Jack Swagger, but, you know, he's a good wrestler. It's just that he's one of those guys that if he got released, it wouldn't bother me. So Cody versus Booker T is definitely in the works because Cody decided to get a sip of water and then threw the water at Booker T, which I started laughing about.
Yeah, yeah. Do you think that's good for Booker T to get back into the ring?
Well, he has one more. He's going to do it. He's going to have his one more shot, and then he's going to call it, you know, which is fine. I thought that Booker T still had time left. I just knew that they didn't have anything for him. So you can have him come into a small feud with Cody Rhodes and then have him retire and call it a career.
I wouldn't want to retire on Cody Rhodes, though. I mean, I would not retire on him. But, yeah, I think it'll be nice. I like Booker T. I've always liked him. I've always thought he was a great talent. And so I'm happy with that. Now, Raw ended with Miz and Truth. They went ahead and had a, you know, they addressed Cena and were, you know, talking to him about, you know, what happened last night. And then Cena basically turned those two against each other. And then Miz and Truth were having a little bit of issues, which resulted in Miz giving what does he even call that? I can't even think of the name of the move, but basically the full Nelson slam to R-Truth.
Oh, dude, I'm going to be ticked now that I can't remember what it is. But yeah, I know what you're talking. The curtain finale. Is that what he calls it?
I doubt it, but I'm going to take a look. Anyway, what did you think, though?
I saw this coming. I mean, of course, we knew that he was one of those guys who was going to get suspended. And I also saw it just because he's like, you know, he's putting us against us. And he's like, you go first, basically. I'm going to follow you. Skull crushing finale is what it's called.
Yeah, I just saw
it. I just off the top of my head. And so that's what I think is going to happen. I knew it. And then all of a sudden, you know, he does it. Bam, he's over with. I'm like, all right. So that's going to take him out for, you know, a good 30 days. And then I'll be fine after that. I kind of like the way they did this, but I also don't because I think the wellness thing plays into it a lot. But overall, if you're going to take them out for a couple weeks, this is the way to do it. But are they going to come back and feud against each other? That's the other thing.
I don't know. The problem is, like, it's two heels, you know? I mean, why would you do two heels?
You do it if you're going to turn one guy. But the thing is, who are you going to turn? Do you want R-Truth to go back to a face? I think that's too soon. You don't want The Miz to be a face because that would be way too soon.
So on top of that, too, how many heels do you have right now on Raw? Who is your biggest heel on Raw?
Ooh, it's good question.
It's supposed to be Alberto Del Rio, okay? Who's number two? The Miz. Who is your number three?
Mark Henry.
Your number three heel right now on Raw is R-Truth.
Dolph Ziggler.
I'd almost put Ziggler under Truth.
Okay, all right. I do agree with that, though. I do agree that he's just barely under him. But that, you know, that's it. So, yeah. Let's move on to SmackDown. So Daniel Bryan becomes the new World Heavyweight Champion. Everyone cheers.
He cashed in his money in the bank, you know, and what ended up happening was he went and pinned Mark Henry. Everyone goes crazy. Turns out the match wasn't sanctioned, and so Daniel Bryan gets his briefcase back, doesn't get the title.
I don't know how this match can't be sanctioned, because they just cash it in wherever they want, but, you know, whatever.
Well, they do a thing where basically, you know, the person has to be able to stand up, and, you know, I don't know. Like, some of it I don't like, but whatever. You know, that's beside the point.
You're supposed to give him 5 minutes before the match. But, yeah, it was crap, though, but I thought it was interesting, because is Daniel Bryan just going to cash it in then? I mean, and win? Or is he going to wait till WrestleMania?
I don't like what they've been doing with Daniel Bryan, and I understand, you know, now a little bit with the Mark Henry thing, because they were having Mark Henry beat the crap out of him, and then Daniel Bryan's supposed to get his revenge. Well, I think the smart thing to do if you wanted to get his revenge is have Daniel Bryan interfere in a match with Big Show. You know, like mm-hmm. have Daniel Bryan cause Mark Henry to lose the title. That is how you get the revenge. And then you have Daniel Bryan, you know, beat him. I mean, that's the best way to do it.
True. You know, you're right. But the one thing that I did like, though, that they've been doing is that they finally decided that Ted DiBiase is going to get a push.
Mm-hmm.
So is it because he's riding with Daniel Bryan? We're not sure. But the fact that Teddy is now getting Ted is getting a push. I'm really excited about this because he did beat Heath Slater.
Well,
doesn't say much, but still he won. It's amazing.
He's been getting wins, which is big. But I think that this is important because, you know, he's an up and comer. I mean, he's young talent. And, you know, you definitely push Cody Rhodes to the forefront. You know, I think it'd be a good idea to do the same with Ted DiBiase. And I really hope that they do something with him. I hope that they put him in a nice feud. I don't know who they would have him feud with because I don't know. He's a face and I like him better as a heel.
That's,
you know,
true.
Same thing with Sheamus. You know, I know that they turned him, you know, face. I don't care for it. I think he's a much, much better heel. But and I think it's the same with DiBiase because I don't know who he'd feud with other than Cody.
See, that's the thing, dude. He's going to end up turning heel, and it's going to be genius.
He just turned face.
I know. But the thing is, the thing is, they're going to find out it doesn't work, and they're going to put him in something where he'd basically be a huge face, and then he's going to turn on that guy to become a heel.
Yeah.
But I think that's because I think he should be a heel because he should say, I have more money than all you people and make fun of people. That's what I think he should do.
Yeah, and then you're kind of rehashing old storylines, so that's...
You can't do the Million Dollar Man thing. I think you still can do it with him. And I think...
That you can, too.
I think it'd be done very smart, and plus, Virgil needs work.
Ooh.
So Daniel Bryan
beat Cody Rhodes, Wade Barrett, and Randy Orton to become the new number one contender for the World Heavyweight Championship.
This is big news, I think.
And that's happening next week, too, Andy.
Yeah, it's next week. He has a chance to actually beat Mark Henry to become the
world... Without cashing in the Money in the Bank.
Yeah, too. Without cashing in, that's the thing. But the thing is, what if Big Show interferes and knocks Mark Henry out, and then he cashes it in? Because I think that what they had was there was a test. They wanted to see if Daniel Bryan would be over. And the fact that everyone was going nuts, the fact that he won it, I think proves the point that he is over. Even all the crap they've made him do, beating him down so he's, you know, at nothing, basically. I think that was the proper thing to do. And I think it's, you know, that's what's going to happen next week. So great, 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 great for him. I'm really happy. So what do you think?
I agree with you. I think that you're definitely spot on with that. So, you know, hopefully this just can help. Basically, hopefully they can continue this role that they're on, so to speak. You know, mm-hmm. Hopefully they can continue this and, you know, make something good happen.
All right. You know what else is good? HostGator. Are you a blogger, a podcaster? You're not happy with your web host? Check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. They offer unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and one-click script installs, and a free site builder with the best control panel out there. Stop by today to try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use special coupon code OFFTHEMARK, you'll save 25% off your hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs. TNA Impact Wrestling. So Storm and Angle will just continue their feud. Yeah, that's about it. What do you think, dude?
Yeah. Yeah, in fact, I mean, I feel so bad. TNA, look, I think that there are certain circumstances where maybe you should move your programming. Like, for example, like let's say Raw's on Christmas. Maybe you shouldn't air it on Christmas because guess what? People probably aren't going to be watching. They'll DVR it, and they might watch it. But you know what? A lot of times the DVR ratings don't even go into effect, you know, for some places. So it really just kind of depends. And this is on Thanksgiving. Really? Thanksgiving? We just got done eating turkey, and now you want to show us wrestling? Like, I don't know.
Football's on, and it's great football this year. Yeah, besides the Dolphins.
Exactly. Are you kidding me? It was a great matchup with the Ravens and the 49ers. Did you even see that game?
Exactly.
Here's the point is that when you... You got to see what you're going up against, okay? And I think that this is a good show because they just kind of continued feuds, and so that was smart of them. They were very conservative. They didn't do anything out of the ordinary. But, you know, it's
one of those shows that you can miss and nothing would, you know, you would nothing happened.
Yeah, that's why. I mean, we only have three bullet points to talk about, which is this, which is interesting. And then Robbie E and EY are continuing their feud.
Eric Young, of course.
Yeah. Which, you know, I like Eric Young. I think that he's a talent. You know, I like the Storm Angle feud also. I don't like Robbie E. That's beside the point. And then the other thing is that Christopher Daniels, he teamed with the Immortal members to basically take on Fortune and, you know, everyone that they were facing. Mm-hmm. You know, same thing. It's like they're playing it safe, you know? And I think that's the problem because we just spent like half an hour damn near talking about WWE and we just talked about TNA in about 5 minutes.
If that. So nothing happened. I mean, that's the thing. TNA, the problem is they should have not had a show on this Thursday. That's the thing. They should have said, we're not having a show on Thursday, or they should have had it on Wednesday night is what they should have done. Because if it was on Wednesday night, actually, no, Wednesday night's another bad night. I just thought
I would put
that
on Wednesday night.
If you ran it at the 8 p.m. hour Eastern Standard Time, I think it would do okay. But if you run it anything after that, I don't think it would have done good. Because really, there's nothing on TV right now. And people are getting ready to go to, you know, out to the bars on Wednesday nights. Well, I guess, you know, some people go out later. You know, they go out after 10, 11 o'clock. So I guess you would be able to see the show.
Yeah.
I get, you know, that. But yeah, still, they should not have this show at all. The show should have not aired. Or if it did, it should have aired on Friday. And to a certain extent, I think SmackDown should have aired on Tuesday. But, yeah. But oh, actually, no, I take that back, because with Dancing with the Stars, they would have lost. Yeah.
So our weekly topic for this week, Andy, is I want to know what you're thankful for.
I'm thankful
and
for
I want to know, in particular, what in the world of wrestling are you thankful for? Oh. Yeah, obviously we're thankful for our lives, for our family, for, you know, having jobs and stuff like that. But Andy, in the world of wrestling, what are you most thankful for this year?
I'm thankful for, so far, the announcement of the WWE Network. I'm excited for it. Rumor is WrestleMania may be free on it, but I'm excited because I think it's going to – it won't be something that you watch all the time. I think it's going to be one of those networks where they replay the shows all the time, over and over again, you know, like A&E and what's the other – you know, this other – Bravo. I think that's what's going to happen with that. But it's going to be nice because they'll have classic matches. They're going to show NXT and Superstars for a change on the show, on the network. And also, it'll be nice because I think – we'll finally do what I've always wanted to do. I think you should do a 3-hour pregame before each pay-per-view. Interview people outside, get it very interactive, and I think they would sell more pay-per-views just because of that. But this is me. You know, I could be wrong, but I think, to me, if I was a fan and I turned my TV on at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and the pay-per-view's at, you know, 3 hours later and they're already doing stuff, like interacting with fans and stuff, maybe have a net match or two, you know, outside. Great. That would be great. But that's what I'm thankful for, because I think there's lots of possibilities for that network. I'm also thankful for Daniel Bryan. I think he's very underrated still, but I think what happened on SmackDown, I think, proved that he is a really good wrestler, not an entertainer, but a wrestler, and I see big things coming for him.
And, you know, going off that kind of mind, the train of thought, I'm thankful for CM Punk and what he has done in the world of wrestling this year. The stuff that happened this summer with CM Punk, you know, in July and August, just, you know, our heads turned. You know, we were going, what is going on? Like, is this real? You know, like, I have no idea what's going on. And to have him win the title just, you know, set up a lot of fun stuff, you know, it really did. So I'm really thankful for what CM Punk has done. And I'm, you know, the other thing too, I'm thankful that there's TNA, because having an alternative to WWE is so necessary, because, you know, this week TNA, yeah, had some good wrestling, but there was no story building, you know, nothing was going on that was really important. But, you know, the week before and the week before that, there was a lot of good stuff going on there, you know, and it made me interested to watch. So I'm really thankful for TNA. They, you know, right now it seems like they have their stuff together. Hogan isn't on there that much. Bischoff is on there a little with his stupid thing that he's got going on. But AJ Styles is still the best in the business. And Robert Roode and James Storm and Kurt Angle are putting on some great matches, and it's looking like some great feuds are going to be, you know, coming. And so I'm really thankful for TNA for being there, for the alternative wrestling fans.
Yeah, I had one thing also I was going to say, but it was kind of spoiled. I was going to say I was thankful for Matt Hardy staying in rehab and being okay, but apparently I can't do that because, you know, what's going on. But I'm also thankful.
I'm thankful for Jeff Hardy. You know, I'm thankful.
Yes, happy for Jeff Hardy for what he's done. Happy for the fact that Kevin Nash dyed his hair and he's back, you know. And
you really happy for that, Andy?
Not really. I'm actually happy for, because I got a copy of WWE 12, which we'll probably end up talking about here in the next few weeks.
Oh, you know what? Maybe that might be next week's weekly topic.
You never know. I'm still working on my pay-per-view topic, so we'll see if that.
So that's something that, you know, we know how you work, Andy.
Yep, that's all.
So maybe in 4 years.
Yeah, that's true. That's all the time we have for this week's show. So if you're into the Twitter, you can follow the show at OffTheMark86. I want to thank A6 Productions for hosting and editing the podcast, and I want to thank our listeners for taking the time to download and listen to the show. And until next time, we'll see you in the ring.